played when you were, got a little older? Did you play any games with balls?
Yes, we used to play baton ball, softball.
Yeah.
We used to play rounders.
Hit
the ball and you run to kick. They had some stops where you stop on them. If you throw the ball and you hit me before I reach on the stop, I out.
You just use your hand to bat the ball. And the ball is
a
wind ball.
It's a wind ball, but you use a bat. They have a bat.
Oh, you use a bat.
Yeah,
okay,
use a bat.
I see.
It's a wind ball.
Did you ever play wind ball cricket?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
That's the same. You play just as how West Indies play cricket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a one side against another, and we're playing to see who get the most.
Uh-huh.
And you know, when they throw the ball to you and you hit it, you try to run to get runs to make your side score points.
Okay. Now let's see. Do you remember any other? Do you play any line games? You know, where people line up.
Tug of war.
Tug
of war.
So how'd that go?
One half, maybe you might have six on that side and six on this side, and you have a rope.
Yeah.
And that side over there, we have a line.
Yeah.
That side over there on the left-hand side might be trying to pull the side on the right-hand side. And if the side on the left-hand side get us over, we go over that line. If we cross over the line, they win.
Okay. That's great. Now I want to ask you about... I mentioned before about jumbies. Tell me what you know about jumbies.
In old time days, you know, we used to hear we might hear dog howling.
Yeah.
We might say, well, it's a goat. The dog howls something like how we say ghost.
Uh-huh.
Up at the burial ground, we used to live that way. And we used to fear, not me alone, a lot of us. At a certain time, minister 9 or 9 o'clock, we used to afraid to walk to pass the burial ground. Because sometimes when you look, you might see a shadow. You say, it's somebody who dead. You call it a jumbie.
I see. Okay.
So that was it. Sometimes you pass somebody, the person might have a white thing on. But the person passed so quickly that they disappear. Right. You just see a jumbie. I see a ghost.
Did you know anybody? Did you have any friends who really saw jumbies? Who really believed they saw jumbies?
Yeah, well, I had friends who really believed that they see these things. But many times that we all, in younger days, me and my brothers and sisters, we friends used to say, look at jumbie.
Uh-huh.
And we would say we are. And people say, mash the back of your heel. So they're mashing we heel, but I personal couldn't see them.
I see.
Right?
But
one of my brother used to say that he just see them.
Uh-huh. As your brother saw them.
Yeah, but I myself never saw any.
If you mash in the back of your heels and that's into the ground and that is supposed to make it possible to see them?
So they used to say.
Okay. I forgot to ask you, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
Three brothers and three sisters.
Uh-huh. And where are they?
They're in England.
All of them.
All of them in England.
The whole family moved in. Your mother moved in. How come you stayed here?
Well, at the time when my mom left, I had one child and I was on one.
I
was pregnant.
Were you the oldest?
And I had one. No. Yeah, two others who are older than me.
I see. But they went to England.
Yeah, they went to England. They get a chance to go to England.
Sure.
So they went to England.
I see. Okay. But did you ever hear of a jumbie fire?
Yeah, I heard about jumbie fire. There was a lady, she was a nurse, used to name her. Used to live at the village. One time she was in her place, and the place just started to catch a fire just like that. And say it was a jumbie fire.
Uh-huh. And and what's supposed to happen in a jumbie fire? Jumbie fires.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what I wanted to ask you. What does in a jumbie fire, do only certain things burn? Did you ever hear that?
Yes.